Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up. Time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy, yeah.
Say woo.
Breaking up. Share
and care with love all through the land. Educate,
communicate,
and collaborate.
They want
it.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
They want it.
Well, good evening, good night, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you're listening in from, to all our listeners, Japan, Canada, United Kingdom, and many, many other places, you're listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann, and it is Find It Out Friday. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that has skilled advisors and consultants to help you reach your goal in education, higher ed, focusing on our youth out here. And we move many in body, one in mind. We'd like to welcome you in this evening. And this is the month of May. We've been honoring mothers. And we're also honoring Mental Health Awareness Month, okay? But we're going to say happy, happy out there to all the persons that are celebrating great things. Cinco de Mayo is going on today. A lot of things are happening. Coronation for the king tomorrow. Be up early in the morning so you can see that excitement. But what I like to let you know is always, every day of your life is a celebration. Begin with celebrating with you each and every day. We are all human beings, whatever our positions. If we open up our hearts and speak with sincerity, we can communicate and touch others on the deepest level. You know, world peace starts with trust between one individual and another individual, and we need a lot of trust going on out here. And since we're celebrating, our topic today is honoring mothers, fair and square parenting, a balanced approach. And I'd like to state, remember, all the children of the universe belong to us, whether you born them or not. All of the children are ours. And we have mothers here that are undefeated with directors. And those are those single moms. I take my hat off to those single moms. We're going to play this. And then we're going to bring in Lady A. She's going to explain to us a few of her methods, a remarkable single mom that has done a tremendous job. But right now, listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. All of you ladies out there, every woman. And again, I want to reiterate, be kind to your mind, mental health awareness. And you know, for the past few weeks, we've been leading up to an event that's happening on May 13th at the Renaissance Hotel. And that is Mr. Haynes' organization, her group. She's the events chair of the NCNW National Council of Negro Women. And that's going to be a purple hat brunch. It's a great affair. If you would like to register, if it's not too late, you want to go to www.ncnwbparkla.com. I'm going to repeat that again. www.ncnwbparkla.com. It's happening on the 13th and 2 to 5. This is an event that you definitely want to attend. But our topic has been mothers and daughters. But this evening, we're going to bring in a single mom. And we're talking about the mothers and the sons. Lady A is a remarkable woman. She's done remarkable things, and her offspring just shines and just lets you know how deep that blood can flow. She fits the category of being awesome with parenting, and she's going to share with us this evening her fair and square parenting ways and the balanced approach that she uses. Lady A, welcome in. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, Linda. How are you doing? Good evening, and good evening to all of you, Bartley. And then, yeah, thank you so much again. I know this is my second time. The first one, I think it was before pandemic. Yeah. Short talk. That was, short about, talk about the spring season. And now, the second time, thank you so much. I really appreciate you, inviting me to your show.
Well, I appreciate you taking out the time. I know that it's a busy time, but, this was a topic that, since we are honoring mothers and honoring single moms on this topic today, and we're talking about not the daughters, but the son. So, Lady A, I'd like to ask you, what is your method? This young man, I met him, he was graduating from high school. And now he's walking across the stage in June, finishing college. That's a short time. He's been nonstop and unstoppable ever since. And that has to do with your parenting style, your support, your directives that you give him. Tell us, how do you work that? What are some of your methods? What do we mean about fair and square parenting? Can you share a little bit of that with us this evening, Lady A?
Sure, Miss Linda, but before that, I'd like to introduce myself to your listeners. I am Lady A. I call myself Lady A, and I am a single mom, single parent. I've never been married, so I keep on joking my friends, like, hey, I'm a certified single. I'm going to die single. I am, no lien, no encumbrances, no attachment, no obligation, no whatsoever. So, yeah, I keep on, joking my friends about that. But hopefully, of course, if the Mr. Right would come, definitely it's fine. But otherwise, it's also fine. So, Linda, when you gave me this topic, it's really hard. I mean, I know there's a lot of single moms out there. There are a lot of single parents. Meaning not only single mom, single dad too. I mean, being a parent, it's really hard. It's just a tough job. But being a single parent, both ways, like, even single mom, single dad, wearing two hats, it's just really crazy hard, very tough. From the moment, you give birth to your child until you get, your child gets, graduated from high school, and now my son, hopefully, he graduates soon from college. So it's just really hard. And then I would say this is even way, way harder than a degree, like a real degree in college, because those, going back to your topic, you gave me this topic, fair and square balance approach to parenting. Well, I have four approach, I believe. First is like you really have to set an example to your kid, like, because even if you keep on telling your kid like don't do this, don't do that, but if they see you doing it, do you think they will believe you? Of course not, right? So whatever you preach, you teach your kid, you have to really, show them the real one. Like, if very specific. Okay, kid, smoking is bad, for example, or whatever, or stealing is bad. If they see you doing it, do you think they will believe you? No, right? So yeah, one is you have to set by example. Another approach that I used, or method that I use, is the reward system. Just to give you a very specific example, like if my son would ask something, or if they, they need something, meaning or want, not even need, if they want something, like, mom, I want a game, I want a card, I want it, or something that you think it's not really necessary, or I would tell him like, hey, okay, so if you really want that, probably, okay, show me good grade, or maybe after you finish your grade 8, or after you graduate, So I think that would really make him work hard for something that he really wants. And then after that, he would really make sure that he will value that thing. And not only that, like, say, if he wants something, like, very expensive, I would always tell him, like, oh, you know what? Let me save for that. Because right now, your mom doesn't have that much money, but I can save for that, So at least he's looking forward for something, right? And, not only that, he values the time that he's waiting for something special for him, and he values like the money, because I know he would know that I will work so hard for that, and then because anything that he will be getting out of hard work will be very, very valuable, definitely. And also will build trust. Just because he will trust me that I'll be true to my words, that I'll, give him that, that thing that he wants. So, yeah, I mean, that approach is, for me, it's very effective, just because just recently he's been asking me this thing, that gave him, something that's really, really, he's been wanting this for 3 years, since 18, 21, because he's 21 right now, And I keep on telling him, I don't think you need it right now. Maybe after you finish college, because you will definitely need it when you go to work. So true enough, he waited, and then he's very happy. And I think he will, value it very, very much, just because he waited for years just to have this, thing that he really wanted me to get him one. And I know there's a lot of parents out there who wanted to pamper their kids or spoil for some reason, just so, because they don't want their kids to get the feeling of, frustration or feeling of disappointment. You know what? I get it. Yeah, me too. I wanted everything for my kid, everything, you always, we parents work really hard for our kids. That's what, that's what we're here for, but I think, you have to inculcate in them that not everything is easy, because for me, if they get it easy, they will lose it easy. They really hard, they really need to work hard for something. Okay, on the other hand, if you don't really want them to have this thing that they wanted, you have to explain to them the reason. Like, for example, you have to explain to them the cause and effect. Like for me, the reason why I'm not giving him yet the thing that he wants until right just recently, just because, hey, son, I know your priorities, your studies, but if I get you this thing that you really want, maybe you won't be able to focus on your studies, right? Because you will be, you know, you have to deal with something one at a time. If you're into your studies, then do it. And after that, maybe after that, you can focus on this another thing that you wanted to. Because, you know, it's just really hard to do, like, especially for kids like them. I mean, you know, young adults, it's just really hard to, you know, juggle a lot of things, you know. I'm not saying maybe there are exceptions, kids, but, you know, they can juggle. But for them, it's just I the approach that I keep on telling him is deal with things one at a time. If you're going to college, focus on your studies. And then after that, you could go find a job. And after that, when you, you know, find a good job, then so on and so forth, you know. So just deal with, you know, one thing at a time. And, yeah, that's the, I would say, the cause of and effect. Like, if you don't want them to get things done right now, explain to them that just because, not because you don't want them to have it, but, you know, explain fully the reason behind it. And then, yeah, I think those are the approach that I did for my son, and I believe it's effective. I can see it right now. It's very effective.
Well, I've seen it. I've seen the effectiveness of it. I like your style, the way you handle things, the support that you give him, but not yet interfering, but letting him know that you're there to support him. A young man is walking across the stage. He has a high grade average, so he kept those grades up. And he's stepping, he already has an internship lined up for him. When I say a remarkable, respectful, well-mannered young man, is something that I have witnessed, and I wanted you to come on and let us know your approach and why you work it that way. And the thing that I've highlighted out here is if they get it easy, they lose it easy because they have no appreciation for it. They didn't have to work for it. And the directives that you have set out there and the structure that you laid out, it's remarkable just to see it in action. But that's what happens when the blood that moms give from their veins into their children, that blood runs deep. And I am in agreement with you. Be what you preach, you know. If you're going to tell them not to do something, you don't do it either because we're being watched out here. You know, the young adults, they're watching. We're setting the examples. And I can say Lady A, and I'm going to say for Mr. A, he has two A's there, and that A, those A's stand for top notch, okay, that you have done a remarkable job. It brings a smile to my life when I hear the exceptional things that he's doing. And what I admire about him is he's low-key, listeners, he's low-key. He's not out there beating the chest and putting out the banner. He moves low and slow. He does not want all of that fanfare, okay? That means that his focus is totally, totally intact. And he's finishing college. He's walking the stage. And the explanation, like, just don't say no without an explanation. And that's with any child at any age. Give them a reason why so that they'll have time to connect those dots out there. You know, just a flat no and no answers and things of that nature. And the last statement that you made, Lady A, was that cause and effect. Whatever cause you put out there, you're going to get that effect back. You might not get it immediately, but you're going to get it back. So here is a single mom, listeners, that has did some real, 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 placed some real, real, real good causes out there with discipline and explanation and teaching values and letting them understand, you know, they have to, and setting an example so that that young man is watching everything that's going on out there. I am so glad, Lady A, that you took out the time to come and share and care with us. Like I said, we've been talking about mothers and daughters, but I had to bring something in about the young men. And to all the single parents out there, women and men, it is not easy. It is definitely not easy. And to have young adults that are graduating, that have internships waiting on them, and he got what he asked for, and he's very, very proud of it. But I love it because he's very, very low-key with it. So that means that his mind is set in the right place and his focus is deep. And the most important thing is he has Lady A's blood flowing through his veins. And on that note, I'd like to extend our appreciation to you again. I mentioned that Stephanie Haynes, she's healing. Let's all send her some positive vibes out there. Stephanie is also a beautiful person. She's community. She's heartfelt. She's authentic. And if Stephanie has your back, just as if the Lady A has your back is well covered out here. Lady A, we appreciate you. And I know it's Friday. I don't know what type of celebrations you're doing out there. But I just wanted to extend our gratitude to you for doing such a wonderful job with your young man. As I said, when I met him, he was in high school, and I witnessed him graduating from high school, and now nonstop, unstoppable, he's getting ready to walk across that stage. So listeners, it is very important that we be fair and square regarding our parenting and have a balanced report. And the most important thing I want to stress is set that example. Preach and be what you say you are preaching, because you're being watched at every time. Lady A, we appreciate you. We're not going to hold you long. I'm just going to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and give you an early celebrated Happy Mother's Day, because you are one remarkable, awesome, single mom out there taking care of our young adults. And it's shown up, and I'm proud of you, and I know that you're proud of yourself. I know you're proud of him, and I know just by seeing the smiles on his face whenever I'm approached or whenever I get the opportunity to see him, that he is proud of himself and equally proud of his mom. Lady A, we thank you. We're not going to keep you long. And we're just going to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Is there anything you want to say, a word or anything before we close out the segment?
Sure. Linda, thank you so much for all those kind words. I really appreciate you. More than being, a family, not just a friend, but a family. Thank you so much for always being there for us. And before I say goodbye, I'd like to dedicate this, of course, this show, your show, to my friends who are also single parents like me. And, of course, Mother's Day is coming up. And, of course, this is very timely, your show, tonight's show is very timely. And, yeah, I'd like to dedicate this, of course, this your wonderful show to my best friends. And I got a couple of friends who are also single mom, and one is Miss Amor, Miss M Amor, and I have another friend, but yeah, she doesn't want me to mention her name. I want them to be inspired with this, with all the things that I've shared, and I want them to be also a role model to their kids, because they're very wonderful. They've been, they've been my friends since for more than several years now, and then I've seen them, grow to, and then, yeah, I hope, you know, their kids would also be like them. So, yeah, kudos, and then and congratulations to all of the single parents out there. So, yeah, thank you so much, Linda, and good night.
Well, thank you, and I'm going to send it out to your ladies, all the other single moms out there. And to have a friend like Lady A here, your back is really covered out there, because we believe in each one teach one. And we move many in bodies, many of us out here, but we have one mind. And that one mind is to take care of our youth, to be what we preach, and to let them understand about cause and effect. Make good causes out there so you can always, always receive a good effect behind it. Lady A, thank you. Enjoy your weekend, and we love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Young man on his way home from the market. Just enjoying a beautiful afternoon. It gets kind of dark. Sun just set. There's these other young men standing on the corner. Nothing to do. Just hanging around. They're passing out the weapons to each other. Brass knuckles. Pipes, chains, half a bricks, broken bottles, switchblades. Young man lands in jail for some crime he did not commit. 352 years hard labor in Angola prison. 352 years in hard labor. Sleepless nights between sugar cane and cotton. It's where he learns the ropes and pays with his soul for some crime he did not commit. We think we're safe at home with our bumper stickers saying, just say no. We give up a few freedoms here and there in the name of a squeaky clean America. America. Now they've got us hypnotized and hysterical. Now they've got us hypnotized and hysterical. Screaming for blood and justice. Now they've got us hypnotized and hysterical. Screaming for blood and justice. They show us the faces of hatred over and over. A new one every week. Could be Manuel Noriega, could be the Ayatollah, any old scapegoat will do. The young man will be our sacrificial lamb. Pro-choice, no choice. We're sending our sons and daughters to this slaughter. Pro-choice, no choice. Slogans mean nothing to a young man facing 352 years hard labor in Angola for a crime he did not commit. It's freedom of speech, as long as you don't say too much. You can't stop running water. You can't kill the fire that burns inside. Don't deny our flesh and blood. Don't forsake our sons and daughters. Yeah, you can't stop running water. You can't kill the fire that burns inside. Don't deny our flesh and blood. Don't forsake our sons and daughters. It's freedom of speech as long as you don't say too much. I think we all running, thinking that we can hide. I think we're running, trying to get away. But sooner or later we're gonna realize we're gonna meet up with the truth face to face.
You cannot stop running water. This segment, honoring mothers, single mothers, fair and square parenting, and a balanced approach. We had Lady A to come on with us and give us some pointers on the great, remarkable job she has done with her son, okay, who is now getting ready to cross that stage, flip that tassel. He has an internship waiting on him. He had a wonderful, wonderful gift that she actually made him wait for. He appreciates her and she appreciates them, and I appreciate the both of them sitting back watching this movie. See, when that blood is placed right, it runs deep from the mother's veins into all the children, okay? And it's something that you cannot stop. You cannot stop that running water. If it's done correctly, it's going to work all out, because mamas always say this about their babies, and we say this about all of you out there. A great weekend out there. Be safe, be strong, and remember to be kind to your mind.
You're a fool if you think you have that. song worth singing.
Others how to live.
We care with love all through the land.